"Why, Ned," I replied, "you still aren't over your old fishing urges."
"How could a whale fisherman forget his old trade, sir? Who could ever get tired of such exciting hunting?"
"You've never fished these seas, Ned?"
"Never, sir. Just the northernmost seas, equally in the Bering Strait and the Davis Strait."
"So the southern right whale is still unknown to you. Until now it's the bowhead whale you've hunted, and it won't risk going past the warm waters of the equator."
"Oh, Professor, what are you feeding me?" the Canadian answered in a tolerably skeptical tone.
"I'm feeding you the facts."
"By thunder, in 65, just 2.5 years ago, I, to whom you speak, I myself, stepped onto the carcass of a whale near Greenland, and its flank still carried the marked harpoon of a whaling ship from the Bering Sea. Now I ask you, after it had been wounded west of America, how could this animal be killed in the east, unless it had cleared the equator and doubled Cape Horn or the Cape of Good Hope?"
"I agree with our friend Ned," Conseil said, "and I'm waiting to hear how Master will reply to him."
"Master will reply, my friends, that baleen whales are localized, according to species, within certain seas that they never leave, and if one of these animals went from the Bering Strait to the Davis Strait, it's quite simply because there's some passageway from one sea to the other, either along the coasts of Canada or Siberia."
"You expect us to fall for that?" the Canadian asked, tipping me a wink.
"If Master says so," Conseil replied. "Which means," the Canadian went on, "since I've never fished these waterways, I don't know the whales that frequent them?"